Welcome to Darshan Podcast on Podomatic.
Light added to you with Tim Fogarty about 10-11.
All right, so let's begin with talking about L-1011. Who or whom started the band?
The way it kind of began was I was playing with a friend of mine, and he was a guitar player who was trying to get into some dancing kind of stuff. He had a MIDI, some sort of MIDI thing going on where his guitar was playing keyboard sound. So I was like, that's pretty cool. I've always done electronic and acoustic drums. I played electronic drums, and a friend of mine played acoustic drums. He knew Christian and brought him in to play bass, mainly like fretless stuff. So we kind of messed around. I don't know. It was like it was about a month or something, and it just didn't work out. But I don't know. I'm not really exactly sure because it's so long ago. How much later after that? It just kind of fizzled out that Christian actually called me, and the whole time I was kind of thinking like I should get in touch with that guy because he had a really good sound and. So anyway, he called me and wanted to mess around, and it was it. So he kind of had an idea of what he wanted to do. I think he just had a bunch of things that he had wanted to get out, and knew that I played like electronic and acoustic drums, and that kind of intrigued him, I guess, enough, that it was something different. So that's kind of how that started. It wasn't started to be like a two-piece thing, and that was just kind of. Get together and mess around and see what we can come up with.
And that started in 2002 or 2003?
Probably 2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was when the first time I saw you guys open up for the Life and Times in San Diego at Casbah's. And that's how
when
I got
was
introduced.
That? What year was that? 2004?
Was it 2004? It could be 2004, actually, yeah.
Probably 2004, because the record didn't come out until 2004, and I don't know how many shows we played before we had that together. I wouldn't think that many, but I don't know. It's all kind of foggy. But I do have, I do have the very first few, actually, rehearsals, like things that we just got together on videotape, because I had nothing else to record ideas with. I didn't have a laptop at the time, so all I really had was like a mini DV camera. Tapes are pretty cheap, so I would put it in the corner on a tripod and just kind of shoot in the direction where we were, but it was mainly just to get the sound so we could just record it and see if there was anything good. And anyway, so it's funny, I came across it recently, like all these tapes, mini DV tapes that I had to have our like first few rehearsals on videos recently.
Wow. DV tapes?
No, mini DV.
Mini DVs? Okay.
Yeah.
So. How many of those tapes do you have?
I don't know. I have a whole shelf full, but not all of like rehearsal stuff. I have a bunch of just early shows. I have a bunch of stuff like that, like just early shows and rehearsals at Cole, which no longer exist. Which
right,
is,
yeah.
The irony of that is that we used to go to Cole without Christian. All the equipment that was in Cole for his rehearsal studio that he had. Man, it's funny how things like this.
That is funny. Wow, so Cole has had all the equipment that Christian's new studio has, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Most of the amps, not the drums, most of the amps at the new place came from Cole because they kind of went down right when he was getting started and it made a mutual friend that kind of facilitated it, so yeah, he's really good and equipment at a really ridiculous deal, and it couldn't come at a better time because he was kind of
That's good.
Yeah.
Good timing, man. Sad for Cole, sure. But good for Christian. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you been playing drums for?
I guess I got a drum set when I was like 12 or 13 or something, but I kind of would play and then stack in the corner and do other stuff and get it back out for a few months. I didn't start really kind of trying to play until I did play in high school and stuff, but not really. And then went to college and didn't really have a place to play. And so it wasn't really until I was like 19 or something that I really actually started counting. I should probably practice. And, you know, I was playing hockey and stuff more when I was growing up. And but I always kind of played and always kind of wanted to play, but it was just dumb. None of my friends played instruments, really. Like, I had a friend who I played in, like, a kind of high school band was messing around, but, like, so, you know, so I didn't really take it seriously until I was in college, and college kind of not most fun, so kind of play music.
What's your kit of choice? Like, what drum set? Equipment-wise, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I love, like, Ludwig stuff. It's always pretty good, like, the real stuff. New stuff they have, and, I've never owned a Gretsch drum set, but someday I will.
Are those expensive?
I've played them before. They're pretty amazing.
Oh, okay. Sounding,
always. But, yeah, that Ludwig is pretty, I don't know. It's got a certain sound that never sounds bad to me.
That's good. Well, that's important. So, about your electronic drum set, is that something you made, or?
No, I mean, it's all stuff you can buy. It's just, it's all stuff you can buy, basically. I mean, the only thing I really did was just get all the samples together for the sound. Those are all just like samples of the samples that I've seen triggered. But everything else is like the gear wise, it's all just standard kind of stuff.
And then for the effects pedals, you use only the RC20, right?
Yeah, just a looper pedal. For right now, for like one song, we've gotten started that way, just kind of messing around, but it's hard for me to loop, for Christian to loop at the same time, because they kind of drift. But yeah, that's only, there's effects in my sampler, so really the only pedal I use is that thing, just to loop and get all my other stuff inside the sampler.
Is it one of the older songs from the first album that you use the looper?
Or just the one, just for Swerving.
Swerving, yeah.
Like, it was a little electronic breakdown kind of part. I have used before and other stuff, like, there was some that we used to do live that I used to build something up on it, with, like, bass notes and stuff. But it never made a record or anything. It just went live for... And actually what it was just, like, I think it was a little, like, segue. Like, Christian would take forever to tune, and he only had one double neck at a time, so we were just, like, always sitting there. He couldn't, you know, he would have to tune every string on the double neck, like, every song, because every tune is kind of differently, plus he would have to tune or whatever. So, it would just, so I just was like, I gotta come up with some kind of little, something to kind of take the pressure off, like, this tune in there still sound going.
Oh, so, yeah. I think I remember that.
So,
yeah.
It sounded kind of something. It wasn't like a drum solo. It was just like a
little interlude.
Yeah, a little interlude with some bass notes that I played off the sampler.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
So I used a looper for that.
Oh, okay.
I used it for something else. I used to use it for way back in the day, live for I think just like a keyboard drone kind of thing. Like, not a keyboard, like a bow thing that we had. Back in the early days, but I don't think that was ever anything that we recorded either. I think that was something. I remember, because I still have it on there. It's there's presets you can save in there. That there was one thing that I had to do down there because it was like a thing that I put down to the keyboard. Whenever you do the bow or something, I'm like, never need to remember that. I need to have that on there. Anyway.
So, let's get on to the important part of the interview, which everyone's going to probably want to hear, is the progress on the album.
It's going pretty well, actually. We have, like, 4 songs that we recorded, and then, probably, like, 2 other ones pretty much done that we kind of played a little bit on tour, one of them, on and off, and then, one part that we kind of just finished up. So basically we have one, we've been kind of doing them in chunks of, like, 3 or 4, so we'll probably, I'd say, the next week or two, we should have the next chunk ready to go, and we'll have that recorded. And kind of see, we're trying to push ourselves to have it recorded and ready to go by the end of February.
Wow.
I don't know what that'll mean as far as, like, we'll have it actually finished and art and all that kind of stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of hashing all that out, but yeah, we're making way.
That's good.
Look forward to it. Yeah, stuff's looking pretty good, so excited.
So is Disorder and the other cover song going to be on it, or are those going to be used for...
I don't think so. I don't think Disorder will be on it. I don't think any of those will be on it. Maybe. You know, maybe, like, online, something like that. But they're out there, but I don't know. Probably not. Might as well just put other stuff that's not available yet.
So you don't have to pay royalties?
That's it.
That's another thing.
You know, we did hear the Radiohead song, but I'm not really exactly sure. I know you kind of have to get some sort of clearance thing or something.
Right.
I'm not the... I don't know that side of it, generally.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones won't be on there.
So how many tracks do you expect to be on there?
How many?
Yeah, how many tracks?
No. I really want to make sure that this one isn't, I don't want it to be an hour or whatever, but the last one was pretty short, and, not that anyone's counting, but, you know, I wouldn't mind it being a little bit longer than, say, a half hour. So, whatever that breaks down into the number of songs, I'd say 10 as a general number is probably... about right.
Mm-hmm.
Our songs are 5 minutes or so.
Right.
Average, so that's a pretty good length. 45, 50 minutes, something like that.
I think Indian Winter's what, like 6.5 minutes long or something like that?
Something like that, I think, yeah. And then,
that's a long song.
There's a couple that are actually, like, I was bouncing something out of Frozen the other day and it was like 3.5 minutes. I'm like, what? 3.5 minutes? Really short.
So titles that I know so far are Indian Winter, Marriage is a New Going Steady, Ian McKay Was Right, and Falling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the 4. And there's one that I'm not sure if we played it. And when the tour started, we played the bootleg. I think it was kind of our first show, the last tour.
Yeah.
Not really like our first show. We played like right before we left, I think.
Yeah.
I think we played it then. It was the one that we were like, this is brand new, and it was like brand new, and it was kind of not together. I don't remember if it was a disaster or if we didn't do it. It took us a couple weeks on tour to kind of get it really sort of actually okay, and then we kind of stopped doing it. And that one that we've kind of been finishing up is... Then there's another one that we've kind of been finishing up. There's actually 2 more that we've kind of been finishing up. So I guess there's 3 that are kind of in the pipeline now. We probably have one more to go before we... I think we'll probably just record it ADR. 2 stars. Yeah, we'll see. We're hashing it all out.
That's cool.
But yeah, so that's the other song. The other song is called Exit Strategy, is that's the one that you might have heard.
I'll have to look, because I think I recorded that other bootleg show you're mentioning. It'll
be the one that's new and sounds terrible.
Oh.
So that's how you'll know. It's not quite there. We might not have done it, though. I don't remember.
I don't think you did, because I think I talked to Christian afterwards, and I only heard the four other songs that I mentioned the titles before, but, yeah, I'm not sure if you did play it. You may not have. I don't think you guys felt comfortable enough to play it that night.
No. Yeah. That sounds right. We probably were still a little iffy on the regular set anyway. Because we had, you know, that was the first show in a little while, so.
Yeah. From the last tour, what was your favorite dish?
Food-wise, dish?
And at what restaurant and which town was it in? If you
it's
can.
It's been a little while. There were some good ones. I know I'm gonna think about this later and be like, oh, that was the one. Wow. Well, I can say this. We tried to get what would have been the best dish. Would have been Ming's in Rochester, New York. But they were closed. It was a Sunday or something. And but it's a little hole in the wall. Chinese restaurant. Okay, so I think my favorite meal was I was by myself in Austin, and I got sushi, like a sushi happy hour, and stuffed my face, drank beer, and watched football on a day off in Austin. How's that? That tied for number one, probably with a couple other ones, but that was pretty good.
So you enjoy sushi, that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, I don't have it all the time, but I did there in Austin. I don't know, kind of a weird place to get sushi, but you know, I ended up there. Just worked out that way.
Austin is more inland than like any of the other cities, right?
Yeah, it's
not close to the coast.
Pretty central. Yeah, not at all.
So you would expect that seafood doesn't come that easy over there.
No, it was really good. I mean, I don't know how they got it there, but you know, and I'm not that. Pretty easily pleased, but you know, it smells like fish. I'm out of there.
Okay, and what site have you been frequenting recently on the computer?
Website?
Yeah, then you go to.
Well, my fantasy football season is over. So that was the one I've been frequently going to. Not really frequent. Nothing really a lot that I can think of.
It's cool.
LimeWire.
Oh boy.
Oh, you know what? You know what website I've been going to?
Oh,
it's
what?
It's not really a website, but I just got a remote control helicopter.
Oh.
It's so awesome. So now I'm kind of been just really geeking out on all these websites, or all these, like, hobby shops. There's so many out there.
Really?
Remote helicopter, remote control helicopter.
How big
They're
is
hilarious.
It?
Tiny. The one I got's tiny. It was, like, $20. And it's not like a model. You don't have to build it or whatever. Man, it's fun.
That's cool.
I know, it's retarded. It's retarded. I understand that. As you can.
I'll email you to remind you.
Yeah, the 30th of the wire, it's Saturday.
Good, that's perfect for me.
We play at 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Indefinite hiatus due to various issues, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Disappointing, but we'll see him, I guess. So I'll definitely record that show. So
maybe they're gonna be like Kiss, and they're gonna come out without their makeup on, like the way Kiss did, but they'll come out without the ninja suit. Maybe this is all just a big build-up.
Yeah, maybe. Oh man, it's February. You said you're gonna be wrapping up. Maybe if you can meet your goals for wrapping up the record, or what's it?
Yeah, end of February is when we're
shooting for.
Hoping to have it finished. Yeah, end of February, and then I don't know when it'll be out. We just want to make sure like we have it recorded and hopefully mix and all that stuff by the end of February. But we want to at least have it done on our end. End of February. You know, like music wise.
Oh yeah.
And then we're gonna have to start getting ready for like South by Southwest. We're actually probably gonna play, we're trying to get some shows on the way out, some shows on the way back, and
oh,
so
nice.
That'll be a little bit of an extended break away from recording, so we're basically hoping to have it finished by then so we can just, yeah, have it done for one and then just focus on that kind of thing. I have to come back and, you know, readdress the recording. If we do, we do, that's fine. We always kind of end up putting these little deadlines on ourselves, and sometimes we make it, sometimes we don't, but it always kind of helps to push things along a little bit.
When,
otherwise, we would just kind of take our time.
When your third album came out, that was such a surprise when you guys released it, because, I mean, there's like nothing going on at the time, and then all of a sudden, bam, a new album. That was amazing.
Yeah, I think we were, I don't know. We also have a whole lot of build-up. We're not the biggest self-promoters.
But that album sold on CD Baby, and it sold out in like a week, right?
I don't remember.
It sold out really fast or something like that. I remember talking to Christian about it, and he said, yeah, it's gone at CD Baby. They were sold out in the first week or something like that. Maybe 2 weeks, I'm not sure, but
I don't remember. That's pretty cool, though. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I like it. People care.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited for you guys. So this album's going to be great because I love Indian Winter.
Yeah, cool.
That's such a
great
song.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Like, I'm sure we'll make sure you get a copy before gets out, probably, just, you know, at least not, you know, hear it, give your feedback.
Yeah, I'll make sure it's calling in here.
I really would think we would like to try to record as much stuff. We've been recording rehearsals and all that, you know, like, there's been times where we've cut in, like, music for Staring at Ceilings is something that we just did at a rehearsal that was just kind of messing around and made it on the record and stuff, so we've been recording a lot, just I don't know, I'd love to have like 20 ideas to choose from. We actually got them directly together. They're cutting out the best stuff and those different stuff that doesn't seem like, you know, stuff that isn't normal for us, stuff that sounds like it's things that we did, you know, in the past, whatever. Just be nice to have a whole wide variety of things to choose from in this record.
That's cool. You guys have a bright, exciting future still.
What's that?
You still have a bright, exciting future for L1011, so
I hope so. I have fun doing it, so
that's good. Thanks for your time, and thanks
sure,
for
man.
All the information, and
sure.
I will definitely keep on your heel about Ninja Academy, because I don't think we should miss that show, man.
No, for sure. I have it on my calendar, so I'll remember, but hit me up just so I remember to,
I'll be on top of it, man.
Yeah, we got our coordination. Thanks,
cool.
Man, thanks for caring.
No problem. Tell Christian he's next.
Yeah, I will.
Cool. Well, take care. Have a good night, man.
Thank you. Take care, man.
All right, you too. All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning to my first podcast. Take care, Moon Darshan.